Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show we're going to be listening to highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman from their 20th anniversary season. This concert features clarinet and tenor saxophone soloist Annette Cohen. She's won readers and critics polls in Downbeat and Jazz Times magazines. She's been named top clarinetist 6 years in a row by the Jazz Journalists Association. And she's played jazz festivals and concerts and clubs all over the world to universal acclaim. Born in Tel Aviv, where she began her musical education through high school, Annette Cohen continued at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and at Berklee she came in contact with students from Latin and South American countries, and she developed a love for the music of Brazil, Argentina, and Colombia. She also spent semester breaks in New York, where she met a number of her future collaborators, including the great Cuban-American saxophonist and clarinetist Paquito de Rivera, who's been a major influence and a frequent collaborator. Annette Cohen's fluid clarinet work and familiarity in a variety of music provide the title for this concert, A World View of Music, and you'll hear an international perspective in the selection of music, beginning with a familiar Jobim song, Chega do Sajaji, No More Blues. Here's Annette Cohen and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert at the Kirkland Performance Center. Thank you. This concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra has begun with a performance of Chega de Saudade, music by Antonio Carlos Jobim, featuring Anat Cohen as clarinet soloist with the orchestra. Milo Peterson was the guitarist. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Anat Cohen.
It really is a great, great honor to be here with these fabulous musicians and people. You guys are fun to hang out with and play music with. Yeah, we just played an Antonio Carlos Jobim composition called Chega de Saudade, No More Blues, and we're going to continue. We're going to go to South Africa. I'm going to play a song by Abdullah Ibrahim. The song is called The Wedding, arranged by David Marriott. Thank you.
I'm not Cohen. Randy Halberstadt on the piano. David Marriott on that lovely arrangement, The Wedding. When Anat agreed to come to Seattle to play with us, we were thrilled, and we immediately started looking through recordings that she's made. One that we discovered on the internet, it was some film footage of Anat and her two brothers, some music of Duke Ellington, and that's right up our alley. So we decided to pull in some music from long ago. This is from 1928, one of the early pieces from the Ellington Band. Here is The Mooch. Thank you. That's Andy Omdahl on the plunger mute trumpets. Milo Peterson on the banjo. Anat Cole.
And now for something completely different. We're going to play a song made famous by Julie London. You recognize it. Thank you.
Anud Cohen, the clarinet soloist with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, in that performance of Cry Me a River from this concert, recorded at the Kirkland Performance Center, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next is music from the second part of the concert, which begins with a beautiful composition by La Cuona. This is La Comparsa, Anud Cohen and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
We were in Cuba for a minute. We played a song by Ernesto Lecuona, a song called La Comparsa, arranged by my friend Oded Levary. Oded wrote a few of the arrangements that we're playing tonight, and is my friend from since high school, back in Tel Aviv, that's where I'm from. And now both of us live in New York, and we collaborate musically. He wrote an album for me, arranged a modified big band with cellos that tonight we're playing without the cellos, but with a full big band, which is a treat. So we collaborate musically, and we also collaborate business-wise because we have a record label, Enzik Records, together. Yeah, Oded Levary, here's a shout to you.
We'd like to continue on now with a piece that Anat recorded with her quartet in, well, several different venues, but one was a live performance that she that is quite famous, where she appears with Paquito de Rivera. The composition is by the great Lonnie Smith, and this is one of her favorites, And the World Weeps.
Thank you.
Anud Cohen, the clarinet soloist with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, in that performance of Cry Me a River. From this concert, recorded at the Kirkland Performance Center, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
We're going to move on now to, unfortunately, our last number of the afternoon. But we do want to send special thanks to the Kirkland Tourism Office, and also the Israeli Consulate. The Northwest Office of the Israeli Consulate helped us to sponsor this show, as well as the Temple Beth Am in Seattle. So let's give all those people a big hand.
Is it really the last song? I mean... No, it really is the last song. I mean, you know, officially. But I'm not ready for it to be the last song because, you know, we're just getting to know each other. I want to thank you guys. Thank you very much. Thank you for your wonderful hospitality and for learning all this music and for let me be me. Yeah. I asked these guys to put lots of different hats for one show and... travel around the world, and you guys are awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Yeah. And of course, Michael Brockman and Clarence Aycox for leading us. 20 years with a big band is a long time. So congratulations for surviving. The last song is a Fats Waller composition that I learned yesterday. I knew it's a Fats Waller composition for a while. But what I learned yesterday is that this piece was first ever premiered here in Seattle by Fats Waller. It's called the Jitterbug Waltz. I hope you recognize it. Thank you.
Anat Cohen. Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Ricardo Puiti, Larry Barlow. Phil Sparks on the bass. Clarence Acox on the drums. Randy Halberstadt. Milo Peterson. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
And the orchestra stands, as does the audience, giving them a standing ovation. Anat Cohen and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, winding up with Jitterbug Waltz in 9/8 time, by the way. Well, after considerable urging, the orchestra remained on stage, and Anat Cohen came back for an encore.
Well, all right. Now, we would love to play another song for you. We're going to leave you with a nice, slow, romantic shoro. Shoro written by one of the fathers of shoro. Very important composer, flute player, saxophone player by the name of Pixinguinha. Pixinguinha wrote this song called Ingenuo. You hear Milo playing it beautifully on the guitar, the acoustic guitar. And Odedlev rearranged it for us, and it's going to play beautiful melodies. Here comes Ingenuo. Thank you, guys.
And so with the playing of a beautiful shoro by Pixinguinha, Ingenue. We've been listening to Annette Cohen, clarinet soloist with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to Jay Bradley, who handled house sound, and the staff at the Kirkland Performance Center for their assistance in recording this program for broadcast. Next week, an Art of Jazz concert from the Seattle Art Museum featuring the Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble under the direction of Wayne Horvitz. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for the Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley.